Chapter 66. Tolan. This, much like every other battle Tolan had ever fought, demonstrated the same simple truth. It didn't matter the brilliance of your planning, the effectiveness of your position, the expanse of your siege machines, or the number of your bowmen. Victory balanced on the edge of a single question. Which side had the most men left standing? It was this thought, and this thought alone, that was etched into the forefront of Tolan's mind as he rode toward the mobile command post near the forefront of the battleground. His men, though well trained, were still men, and although they were managing to put up a good front, he could see the fear in their eyes. It was the fear of knowing what they were about to face, knowing they, or someone they knew, would never see another sunrise. The life of a lancer was a hard one. Swinging off his horse, the commander handed his reins to one of the hostlers. He could see apprehension in the young man's eyes as the attendant rubbed the animal with long, nervous strokes. Tolan stepped over and laid a hand on his shoulder. Lauren, there's nothing wrong with being afraid.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir,
the embarrassed lad said as he attempted to straighten his shoulders.
I don't know what came over me.
Tolan smiled at the young man in hopes of calming his nerves. Fear is a valuable tool. The hostler looked at him like he was crazy.
No, it's true. Fear is what keeps us sharp, keeps our minds active. Fear is what keeps us alive. Show me a man without fear, and I'll show you a fool.
Tolan laid a firm hand on the hostler's shoulder. Just remember, without fear, there can be no courage. The wiry lad paused to think, wiping a strand of fallen hair out of his face.
I never thought about it like that before. Thank you, sir.
Tolan removed his hand. So take heart, lad. When the time comes for courage, I'm sure you'll do us proud. The young man seemed to perk up as he nodded with a half-smile and went back to his grooming. The ominous signal fire was still burning into the early morning sky behind him as Tolan stepped inside the shelter. On either side of the command post were kennels of runners, whose job it was to supply information to and from the commander and his officers. Tolan took a seat and began perusing his battle strategies for what seemed like the 1,000th time. They were already ingrained within him, but he never wanted to stop looking. He never knew when an unexpected thought would emerge that could change the tide.
Elior!
A short man with a grey beard, wearing the Alondrian crimson and gold, shuffled through the front flaps, dragging a gimp leg behind him. He had the appearance of having seen one too many battles in his time.
You called, sir?
The head runner asked as he stood as straight as he could, considering his age and infirmities. Tolan admired the man. Elior was considered a good luck charm by most in the camp. He had survived what no other man should have. Tolan kept him around for moral support. The man would never be able to participate in battle, but he had a way of keeping the runners running that more than trumped his inabilities. And since the man had no other family, Tolan didn't have the heart to tell him to leave.
I did, Tolan replied with his head bent over his work. Have we heard back from those scouts we sent out yesterday?
No, sir. No one has returned since this morning. If I might ask, sir, where were they headed?
Tolan lifted his head from his papers. The Black Hills. He had a look in his eye that was all too telling, especially considering the enormous pillar of fire rising out of that same range of mountains.
Oh, that's not good.
Tolan exhaled. No, it's not. If you do hear anything, let me know immediately.
Yes, sir.
The old runner's voice was sharp with respect.
Will that be all, sir?
Yes, you're dismissed.
Tolan's eyes were locked on his battle plans.
Very good, sir.
Without looking up, Tolan could hear Elior limp his way out, A moment later he heard another rustling of the flap.
"Sir, you might want to see this." One of the lancers standing guard pointed off in the direction of the Black Hills.
Tolan left his table and stepped outside to get a better look. He took a deep breath. The pillar of red flame was gone.
"Send runners to have the men ready their positions. It appears our time has just run out."